Delta Housing Authority Director Joe Rosenquist asked the commissioners to sign on to a grant from the Department of Local Affairs that provides loan and grant assistance to low-income residents of the multi-county area. Spearheaded by the Delta Housing Authority, the consortium has received such grants for the past 7 years, and they serve a need, especially in Delta County, which ranks in the bottom 10 poorest counties in the state.
Simply because of lack of, critical mass, we are a fairly resource-barren part of the state. We don't have a lot of large employers. Delta County suffers from something that isn't quite as big an impact in Montrose or San Miguel or Ouray counties because we're not a real destination tourist stop. They all have some destination tourist industry that we really don't have. So we see an additional layer of poverty because we don't have people coming to Delta just to vacation.
Not for Grand Mesa?
No, not so much.
Not for a tour of the wine country in the North Fork?
They'll do that in Palisade if they're coming to Western Colorado.
The grant will provide funds to rehab houses owned by low-income residents.
It's for our low-income folks who are in a home and need to have some work done to meet health and safety standards to remain in that home. With our seniors, a lot of times it's putting in a ramp or widening doorways so a wheelchair will fit, or putting grab bars in a bathroom. Many times, because we have a lot of older housing stock in Delta County, it's weatherization issues. Mm-hmm. We do work with other organizations that do weatherization. We work with Habitat for Humanity here in Delta County. We work with Habitat for Humanity in Montrose County so that we leverage what gets done.
Most of the funds come in the form of low or no interest loans, but sometimes the recipients clearly aren't in a position to pay them off.
If we have seniors that are living on very limited income, some of those can be deferred. There's a certain percentage of our portfolio. We can only defer up to 25% of it. We are there at this time. We really have been dealing with some very low-income people.
The grant for about $98,000 is to cover administrative costs of the program. There's a revolving fund of about $1.5 million available for the loans and assistance. For KVNF News, I'm Marty Derlin.